This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
3 hours begin right here on Live Bet Saturday on this Saturday, August 22nd on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I am Ben Stevens, and we've got you locked and loaded for the next 3 hours to take a trip through everything you need on the last Saturday without college football until January of 2027. 19 straight Saturdays of college football begins next week for the week zero slate. We'll get you ready for a college football campaign. We've got a great guest list to do just that. And of course, we've got NFL preseason action playing out before our very eyes. Maybe you don't love preseason football. Maybe you think it is insignificant. Well, from a betting perspective, there are edges to be had in the National Football League preseason. We will bring you those live wagering opportunities. And of course, we use the preseason to learn what we need to know for an NFL regular season on the horizon. Only three Major League Baseball games live in our window, two as we speak, currently underway on the diamond, a huge divisional series between the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Toronto trying to battle for a wild card spot in the American League. The Yanks, one of the hottest teams on that side of baseball. They've won five straight. And the George Lombard Jr. era has been great in the Bronx. We'll detail what's happening there. Toronto leads right now 2-0 in the home half of the fourth. We've also got a really big game with critical postseason implications in the National League. The second of three this weekend between the Brewers and the Braves in Milwaukee. It's Atlanta, who lost last night 2-1 in the battle of Jacob Mizorowski and Chris Sale, up early here on the Brew Crew. 1-0. We've got a play in that game we'll detail and maybe still give you the opportunity to jump in live. It's the second leg of three in the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour. We will preview that. We will talk about round three, and we will have some great guest insight later in this show as well. And as we share, we get you ready for the National Football League season. All of the win totals, division prices, MVP odds that you could possibly desire to get ready for the NFL. We do the same in college football. We are just 1 week away from the start of the 2026 campaign. An 8-game FBS slate next Saturday for week zero, Saturday, August 29th, and that will begin a run of 19 consecutive Saturdays with multiple college football games at the FBS level throughout the remainder of this calendar year. Of course, we appreciate wherever you are joining us from and however you are tapping in to Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, Sirius XM, Channel 158, YouTube TV, the VSiN Watch app. And if you are watching on YouTube TV and you've got maybe a Major League Baseball game or the NFL preseason up in your multi-view, maybe with some PGA Tour golf in the mix as well, you can add us to the multi-view for that second screen experience, presenting those opportunities as we have them. 3 hours up until 6 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, Live Bet Saturday will continue throughout the evening hours on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network as well. We've got five guests over the next 3 hours. It is a jam-packed and loaded show for you. It starts with the man we call Hoops, but in late August, we call him Diamonds. That would be Greg Peterson. He is going to go through this Major League Baseball slate on a Saturday. Only three games live in our window. That brings us up until 6 p.m. Eastern. A ton of games in primetime. 8 games beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time with some really marquee matchups. Greg will detail all of that. Then we'll keep rolling through the show. Tyler Aki from ESPN Chicago will give you his thoughts on the Cubs, who are surging, what the National League race looks like for those top playoff spots, and the very tightly contested MVP race between Pete Crow Armstrong and Shohei Ohtani out in the National League. Gam Lou Finocchiaro joins us at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time to break down a UFC card tonight in Sacramento. The UFC returning to California's capital for the first time in more than 7 years, and maybe some NFL futures talk as well. At 5 p.m. Eastern, it is from SEC Unfiltered, Cole Thompson. His thoughts on the SEC college football season and just college football in general entering 2026. And big news early on this Saturday out of Tuscaloosa, Kalen DeBoer entering his third year at the helm of the Tide, names a starting quarterback. Keelan Russell gets the nod. What we can all expect, what Alabama fans and backers can expect with Russell under center running DeBoer's offense this year. And then at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, Spencer Aguilar will join us on Live Bet Saturday as well to take us through the late portions of round number three of the second leg of the FedEx Cup postseason and what we have playing out currently at the BMW Championship. Tour Championship next week, FedEx Cup standings, the live betting odds, and where things stand as we speak. Wyndham Clark, the leader after 36 holes, the U.S. Open champion, one over through his first five. In fact, was two over through his opening three holes. He is back on top of Gary Woodland by a shot right now at 11 under par for the tournament. He is that live betting favorite to win this thing outright at +245. Let's get you in tune with what we have currently playing out. Two games live, as we said, in Major League Baseball. To the fifth frame, we head in the Bronx inside Yankee Stadium. It's the Jays on top of the Pinstripes. To zip. Starting pitching matchup in this game, Dylan Cease, who is currently the guy with the second best price to win the AL Cy Young Award behind a Yankee who did not start today. It was Ryan Weathers for New York, but that being Cam Schlittler, who enters this Saturday at -190. Cease trying to track him down, and Cease so far, I'm not close enough to New York that I think I can put the jinx on this. He's got a no-hit bid through four innings. Not perfect, has offered up two free passes, two walks for Cease today, but he's got seven Ks through four frames, and the Yankees have not recorded a base knock against Dylan Cease. So as they head to the top of the fifth in the Bronx, we are on no-hitter alert for Dylan Cease, who has flirted with that very distinction this year and, of course, has thrown a no-hitter throughout his Major League Baseball career back during his days with the San Diego Padres. On the other side, Ryan Weathers is already out of this game. 73 pitches and only 10 outs recorded, 3 1/3, gave up 2 earned, including an RBI single to George Springer in the top of the first inning. So 2-0, Toronto in front. You don't often see the Yankees, especially at home inside Yankee Stadium, booked as a pregame dog, but because of the Dylan Cease start, they were an ever so slight dog. I'm talking -106 money line price for the Yanks, around -114 for the Jays on the other side. 2-0, top of the fifth. Dylan Cease has not allowed a single hit yet to New York, and it's a -552 price for the Jays on that money line. They're laying 2.5 in the run line. We are into the bullpen, of course, for those Bronx Bombers. The other game that we have, the Brewers and the Braves, critical this weekend, and a critical run here for Atlanta, as we'll detail as well, in the National League postseason standings. Milwaukee currently a 2-game lead for the top spot in front of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Brewers beating the Braves in the opener yesterday. It was the Big Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, taking on Chris Sale. It was a 2-1 final. It was as good as advertised. 6 innings for both Sale and Mizorowski. Jacob did not allow a run. Chris allowed 2. Not like he got hit around the yard by any means. And the Brewers win. So Milwaukee 2 in front of Los Angeles. And with the Braves losing, the Dodgers now a 3-game advantage in front of Atlanta for that second spot in the National League postseason standings. Of course, that is critical. That would be the second and final opening round bye past the wild card round, with October looming on the horizon. We are under 35 games remaining for every team in Major League Baseball. At 162, this can be considered the home stretch, with just over a month remaining in this regular season. We are tied at 1 now in Milwaukee. It was a Michael Harris double that led to an RBI and a run for the Braves in the top of the first. Milwaukee has responded here in the bottom of the third. Wilson Contreras with an RBI single to put the Brew Crew, William Contreras, the RBI single to put the Brewers on the board. So we are tied at 1 apiece. Milwaukee was greater than a $1.50 favorite entering this game at -158. Milwaukee, who was trailing early, now flicks back to the favorite as we are tied, a -134 price with a live total of 7.5. And the under has a good bit of juice. Pitching matchup in this game, we had Logan Henderson for Milwaukee. He is still out there. Martin Perez on the other side. Perez lights out at home, an ERA just north of 2. But on the road this year, it's an ERA for Perez of nearly 4.5. My bet in this game was looking at Logan Henderson, who, of course, has been lights out for Milwaukee throughout his second year, but really his first full year as a starting hurler for Pat Murphy and this Brewers team. I am trying to see, yes, there is still a live outs recorded number on DraftKings. I am on Logan Henderson, over 17 and a half outs reported in this game. That's six innings. That's 18 outs, basically what I am looking for. Live number 16 and a half as we speak. Logan Henderson in his three starts in August has gone at least six frames. Last week, out-dueling Tarek Skubal in that Sunday finale in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Seven innings, three hits, one earned. Logan Henderson has been unbelievable since the All-Star break and in this second half for Milwaukee. The ERA in the six starts that Henderson has made post All-Star break is a 2.29. The Brew Crew have won five of those six outings for Henderson. He himself has earned a decision in five consecutive starts. He is 4-1. That's what we've got with our two baseball games live. We've got the Marlins and the Nationals in Miami starting in just about 50 minutes from now. We've also got a couple of NFL preseason games playing out as we speak. Near the half in Cleveland, the story, of course, is Shedeur Sanders getting the start in the second game for the Browns. He has looked incredible so far. 8 of 9 for 80 yards and a touchdown pass. Cleveland and Buffalo tied at 7 apiece. That's where it stands at this moment. Falcons and Colts in another game. In the third quarter, about 5 minutes remaining. Atlanta in front, 31-6. In Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy getting the nod today as your starting quarterback, although Kyler will be the starter for this year. The flock out in front, 10-3. We will update those live betting odds for the NFL preseason on the other side of the break and preview a couple of games that begin in just about 45 minutes. I've got bets in both. Bets on the NFL preseason, yeah. I think you can find some edges if you understand roster breakdowns and depth chart battles. We'll talk about that up next here on Live Bet Saturday. We are just getting rolling. We've got five guests over the next 3 hours. We are live until 6 p.m. Eastern time. I am Ben Stevens. You are in the right place to be on the final Saturday without college football for the remainder of the year. We'll get you ready for some football here in late August on Live Bet Saturday. Up next.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Right back into the live action here on Live Bet Saturday, and we've got updates in Major League Baseball. The two games that we have live now as we speak in the Bronx between the Blue Jays and the Yankees and in Milwaukee between the Braves and Brewers. Toronto has added on to its lead. Top of the fifth, runners on the corners with two outs. Nathan Lucas, an RBI single for the Blue Jays. They now lead 3-0 on the road against the Yankees. They were an ever so slight favorite entering this game. It was notable both for that. The Yanks were not often an underdog at home, but when Dylan Cease gets the start for the Jays, trying to make up ground against the Yankee in the American League Cy Young race, Cam Schlittler not pitching today, but was a minus 190 favorite entering this Saturday slate, you're going to see the Blue Jays as an ever so slight favorite. But now they're a strong favorite with that three-run advantage. Minus 1060 on the money line. Total pregame was 6.5. Some additional juice on the under. Not like a bad weather condition day in the Bronx. Winds are pretty calm. 75 degrees, partly cloudy. All that good stuff for late August. Probably pretty humid there in New York City as well. But because of Dylan Cease, that number was 6.5. And Ryan Weathers, by the way, who got the start today, 73 pitches and 3 1/3. He had been lights out, had Ryan Weathers in the month of August, really post-All-Star break. He allowed 5 earned in his first start in the second half against Pittsburgh Pirates. In the 5 starts since, 3 earned runs in total, a 9.95 ERA in his 3 outings in the month of August. But it's been the Dylan Cease show so far. Again, he got a no-hit bid that is currently still ongoing through 4 innings. He will head to the bottom of the fifth to face the New York Yankees here in just a matter of moments. 3-0 the lead for Toronto. The Brewers, who were trailing early at home in game 2 of a critical weekend homestand against the Atlanta Braves. Michael Harris had an RBI double in the top of the first inning after Logan Henderson, but in the third, it is Milwaukee answering back. William Contreras, RBI single to put the Brew Crew on the board, tying this game at 1. And if there are any questions about Milwaukee's offense that largely has been top 10 through most of the Major League Baseball campaign in WRC plus and in OPS and in slugging percentage, all of that good stuff. Milwaukee, however, when you look at how they have constructed things this year offensively, their main guy, the guy that drives the bus, the engine of it all, Jake Bowers, who just added on for the Brew Crew as well. Two-run shot that plated William Contreras. It is now a 3-1 lead for the Brewers. They were a minus 158 favorite pregame. They were the underdog after that first frame because they were trailing by a run. It is now minus 278 on that live money line in favor of Milwaukee. Pregame total was 8. That number is up to 9.5. We mentioned the two starters in this game. Martin Perez has been really good home this year in Atlanta for the Braves. On the road, not necessarily the same story. When you look at Martin Perez in the home road splits this season, again, the numbers not as great. 4.59 away from Atlanta, 2.02 ERA at home. His most recent start was on Monday night in Minneapolis. He gave up 4 earned and 9 base knocks against the Minnesota Twins in a game the Braves had lost. The Braves not great this week. Not a great week for Atlanta by any means. And they are losing ground in the critical National League postseason bracket race. Milwaukee 2 games in front of LA for that top spot. It would be home field advantage. The Dodgers now a 3-game lead in front of Atlanta for that second and final bye spot past the opening round in the wild card series around the National League. And unlike last year or maybe 2 years ago, we had some teams in the 5 or 6 spots in the NL postseason standings in wild card race. For instance, the Dodgers beat the Reds in 2 games last year, a couple of teams that were just barely above 500, 83, 84 wins. This wild card race and this grouping of wild card teams in the NL this season, very, very different. The Cubs, the Phillies, who have been the best team in baseball in the month of August, the Fightins are 14-5, and the red-hot San Diego Padres and Arizona Diamondbacks battling for that third and final spot as we speak. So earning that bye, having home field advantage into the NLDS, critical, I believe, in the National League as it stands. Again, we've got some NFL preseason games. 3 currently live. Shedeur Sanders getting the start in the second game for the Browns. Just before the half, he is 8 of 9 for 80 yards and a touchdown. But Buffalo has taken the lead. It is 14-7 right before the break in Cleveland, Ohio. 5.5-point spread in favor of the Bills. Live total up to 37.5. In Minneapolis, it's J.J. McCarthy. Kyler Murray, we saw in action in his Vikings debut last week in week 1 of the preseason. He has been named the starter for the regular season. What is the future for McCarthy in Minneapolis? What is his future with this Vikings organization? Could this be a tryout for another NFL team? Has looked pretty good today. It's the Ravens in front, 10-3. The Falcons pouring it on the Indianapolis Colts as we speak right now in Indy. We did not see Tua Tagovailoa, nor Michael Penix Jr. We did see Anthony Richardson, but it is Riley Leonard who has the start right now for Indianapolis. 31 points for the Falcons. They have 3 rush touchdowns. Tyler Goodson got it started. Nathan Carter and the quarterback, Jack Strand, who is 9 of 12 for 161 yards in a passing touchdown. Also, 24 yards on the ground in a rushing score. This has kind of been the story with the evolution of preseason football. Week number 2, you might see the starters for a possession or two in week 1 if it's basically been determined where they stand in the 53-man roster and on that depth chart. It changes a little bit as you get into week 2. It has often been backups, reserves for most of the game. We'll talk about that with 2 games we have kicking at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and I've got plays in both, so we didn't see Penix Jr. or Tagovailoa for Atlanta as we did last week. We did not see Kyler Murray today. We did not see Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills. And of course, it is Shedeur Sanders who got the start and has played all of the first half. Now 9 of 11 for 74 yards. He did throw an interception. Did Shedeur Sanders just recently that Buffalo took advantage of for a touchdown right before the half. That's kind of been the story for coaches in week 2. It's often what we saw like in week 4 of times past in the larger preseason. Mostly backups, mostly reserves. The starters have put in their work. They might get some more run next week, a series or two in the preseason finale if they need that. So that's the NFL right here, right now. And it is a great time, and I mean the best time, to make sure you are getting ready for football, because today is the final Saturday without an FBS college football game for the remainder of the calendar year 2026. In fact, until January 9th, 2027, 19 straight Saturdays of college football is on the horizon. It starts next week. Week zero of college football, my friends, is almost here. And with the NFL regular season right behind it, now is the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Join VSiN Pro today and get instant access to both our college football and NFL betting guides, packed with team previews, power ratings, proven betting systems, and the best bets from VSiN's top analysts. And that's just the start. You'll also get daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, plus 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Start today for just $9.99 or save 50% with VSiN Pro annual subscription. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. I've got a couple of plays in that college football betting guide. We will get you ready for week zero in the college football campaign. In fact, I live in Los Angeles, downtown LA next week. It's one of the eight games that we have on week zero Saturday. The USC Trojans and Spartans in the summer of the Odyssey. USC will host San Jose State. And the guy that I have a Heisman bet on at a 25-1 price is SC's starting quarterback in Jaden Maiava. He, last year, threw for more than 3,700 yards, top five in the country, had the highest QBR, according to ESPN. He is back for a second full season as starting quarterback under Lincoln Riley. And his track record for Heisman Trophy winners is pretty stout. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, a runner-up at OU. And when he got to Los Angeles, leading Caleb Williams to a Heisman Trophy campaign as well. I think USC can flirt with the college football playoff this year and 10 ends. It's a difficult schedule for USC, but there will be many marquee opportunities for Maiava and his squad to pick up signature quality wins and have those Heisman Trophy moments. USC a 38.5-point favorite against San Jose State. Interested to see how the defense looks for the Trojans. I have no questions about the offense orchestrated by Jaden Maiava. I have some week zero plays for you throughout our time here on Live Bet Saturday until 6 p.m. Eastern. We will preview all that you need to know for week zero in the college football season. Again, Cole Thompson joining us at 5 p.m. Eastern for a look around the SEC, college football in general. And, of course, we will talk the Alabama starting quarterback decision made official today by head coach Kalen DeBoer. It is Keelan Russell, not Austin Mack. Keelan Russell has been named the starting quarterback of the Crimson Tide. Plays around Major League Baseball on the horizon as well. Greg Peterson is going to join us in just a matter of moments. My play currently in MLB that you could still jump on live at over 6.5 outs. Logan Henderson has recorded 12 outs. Through four innings, the Brewers lead 3-1. Plenty more to come. Those live wagering opportunities on a show called Live Bet Saturday up next on VSiN.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We welcome you back to Live Bet Saturday right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I am Ben Stevens. Only two games live as we speak in Major League Baseball. And just to update, the no-hit bid of the Toronto Blue Jays starter today in Dylan Cease. It is continuing through five innings. Now, he has walked four batters for the Yankees. They have had some ducks on the pond, so to say. He's got seven strikeouts, but he has not allowed a hit in the opening five frames. 81 pitches for Cease. We'll see what John Schneider's decision-making is going to be there in the Bronx today. And a man from the great state of Wisconsin, watching his Brewers right now hold a 3-1 lead, joins us on Live Bet Saturday. On the Progressive Guest Line, the host of the Baseball Betting Show here on VSiN. I'm calling him Diamonds, but as he just told me, it's still hoops 365 days a year. Greg Peterson here on Live Bet Saturday. Hoops, why should we call you Hoops on this Saturday? What were you just breaking down ahead of 2026-27 in college basketball that shows the knowledge never wavers?
about 48 or so hours ago, got in my Patriot League Conference Preview Edition. I've got the American Eagles not just selling blue jeans, but selling tickets to the NCAA tournament once again. And now we get into the S's with my conference previews. So SoCon, Sun Belt, SWAC, going to be starting those up in the next few weeks. So never a dull moment when it comes to previewing 366 teams for the upcoming college basketball season.
And Greg, we talked about it a few weeks ago with all of the federal district court rulings or federal rulings about eligibility for the guys in the class of 2022. They can play, they can't play. There's local state guidelines. There's a lot to know. And when you are the American Eagles, as you told me in the break, and you bring back basically all of your returning production at that level in the Patriot League, that's a really good sign entering a new college basketball season. All right, let's flip our attention to Major League Baseball. Only two games live right here, right now. Why MLB does that to us on a beautiful Saturday in late August with so many games starting in primetime, I'm not entirely sure. But one of the two in your home state of Wisconsin, the Brewers hosting the Braves, a critical three-game home set for Milwaukee this weekend to expand on their National League postseason advantage for that top spot, and the Braves trying to battle for a wild card or out of a wild card and earn that opening round bye with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Greg, as we are here with under 35 games remaining in this MLB regular season, is postseason positioning becoming a part or a stronger part of your handicap, knowing what is at stake in these games on a daily basis?
A little bit. Right now for the Atlanta Braves and the Milwaukee Brewers, they want to rack up as many wins as possible. It'll mean a little bit more if one of these teams, and right now the Brewers actually do have the best record out there in the National League, if they sort of are running and hiding with things, they might be resting guys. Right now, it's a little bit less so of that because you've got so many teams that are fighting it out. Like, you just take a look at the American League. Every team needs every win that they can possibly get because that is a big, giant hodgepodge right there. But it's going to become very critical moving forward. And if you're a futures player, you do want to be taking a look at these schedules. Like, I'm shameless plug to my podcast, The Baseball Betting Show. I was talking with pre- and post-game host Curtis Rogers for the Seattle Mariners. 17 out of their final 22 games coming against the Rockies, the Athletics, and the Angels. Those are the sorts of things that you want to be knowing this time of year because we are getting into the home stretch.
The Mariners are somehow, Greg, only three games behind in the American League wild card race, despite having the fourth worst record in the American League. But a couple of teams that you mentioned there in the A's and the Angels are somehow behind them. The Athletics have been the worst team in baseball since the All-Star break. All right, let's get to the games that we have later on. Our only game with a first pitch live in our window here on Live Bet Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern time in Miami between the Marlins and the Nationals. Miami, $1.80 favorite, -181 on that money line. Yuri Perez gets the nod for the Fish. He has been great this year. Greg, what's the breakdown between the Marlins and the Nationals today in South Florida?
Yep, I certainly think that the Marlins are going to be able to get the job done. Not really wanting to lay a -180 or so, but that run line price was +120 overnight. You're probably getting like +115, +120 here. I still think that you've got good value getting plus money, fading Jake Irvin, who just over the last few years has not been good, to say the least. Swing and miss stuff is actually up a little bit this year to a little bit north of 9 strikeouts per 9 innings, but giving up 1.5 home runs per 9 innings, rocking a 580 ERA. And even if Jake Irvin gives you an okay start, you have the adventure of the Nationals bullpen, who they have been right there at the bottom of the National League in terms of bullpen ERA. Now, the Miami Marlins, they themselves, since the beginning of the month of July, a bottom five team in terms of bullpen ERA since July 1st, entering into the series, 527 bullpen ERA. They've been dealing with some injuries. They've been dealing with just inconsistency. I wish I could put it any other way. So I do think that you're going to get runs in this game. Recognize that the Nationals are banged up. James Wood, C.J. Abrams, the oath injury. You trade away a lot of pieces at the deadline, but I think that this is a prime spot for runs. I took the over and the Marlins laying a run half on the run line.
Greg, if we only have three games up until about 6 p.m. Eastern time here on Live Bet Saturday, that means we've got a ton in a full Saturday slate following that. One game starting around 6 p.m. Eastern time. In Philadelphia, it's a couple of young arms on the bump. For the Phillies, it's Andrew Painter. On the other side, in his third Major League Baseball career start, it is Quinn Matthews for the St. Louis Cardinals. When you have those two young arms battling against one another, what does it mean in terms of offensive production tonight in the city of brotherly love?
And I think that the splits line up really well for offensive production. Cardinals are averaging over 5 runs per game away from home. That is a top 4 mark in all of baseball. They actually are last in the National League in terms of run creation at home. So they have been much better when they've gotten away from Busch Stadium. Meanwhile, for the Philadelphia Phillies, the team averages about 4.9 runs per game at home. Andrew Painter's been a little bit better. He's given up 2 runs or fewer in 3 out of his last 4 starts, but still have my trepidations with him. In over 6 ERA, over 1.5 home runs allowed per 9 innings. And for Quinn Matthews in his first 2 starts, not bad. 3 runs allowed in 9 innings, not lighting the world on fire, but he's doing his job. What does have me a little bit cautious here is that he has given up a lot of walks. His walks per 9 rate, even at the minor league level for Triple-A Memphis, was over 5 walks per 9 innings. He's given up 6 walks in his first 9 innings, which means that you're probably going to be seeing a lot of bullpen pitching. That does put me in on the over, but with the Cardinals getting north of a plus 135 in a lot of spots I'm seeing right now, I do think that you've got some good value here because the offense has been so good. I talk about the Cardinals and their bullpen. Philly's bullpen has not been great themselves. Like outside of Yoan Duran, who's had a few slip-ups, but overall has been pretty solid, I don't really have any faith whatsoever in that bullpen. So I think both of these starters are going to be out of this game early, like the over. And for the Cardinals, getting that plus money price, I took a shot on them on the money line.
Quinn Matthews, by the way, the walk prop today is 2.5. The under has the hefty juice and plus money on the over if you think it is a third consecutive start offering up at least 3 free passes. Really good divisional duel, Greg, at Camden Yards between the Orioles and the Rays. It's the second consecutive weekend these two teams have squared off. Baltimore has taken 4 of the last 5 against the best team in the American League in Tampa. What do you like in the matchup today between the O's and the Rays in Baltimore?
Yeah, the Orioles really have the Rays number right now, and I'm back in on the Orioles at plus money on the money line. You've been able to get plus money on them, and I think all but one of the games. Yesterday when you were fading Freddie Peralta, you weren't getting plus money, but past that, I mean, it has been a palooza for being able to get plus money on the Orioles. Brandon Young, not going to light up the radar gun. He's only getting about 7.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, but this is Shane McClanahan's second start coming off the injury list. His first one, you mentioned it, against his very team. 3 1/3 innings, gives up 3 runs. Rays bullpen has been a little bit shaky and has been quite a bit taxed recently. That puts me in on the Baltimore Orioles. Now, I do also like the over because you do have a Rays team that, away from them, they've been a top 10 team in terms of run creation. We all know what Junior Caminero is doing with 30-plus home runs, moving the line. Yandy Diaz, guys like that are relatively solid. But for the Orioles, feels like they're starting to get a little bit of pop as well. They've been moving Pete Alonso around in the lineup. That seems to be working really well. And for the Orioles, it feels like that back half of the bullpen with Andrew Kittredge improving as the season has went along has made them a little bit more trustworthy. Back in on plus money out there in Charm City on the Orioles on the money line and the total to the over.
Greg, you mentioned it earlier, what the Mariners have on the line the remainder of this regular season. And today is a big Saturday in the Northwest. The highly anticipated debut of Kane Anderson. He gets one of the hottest offenses in baseball, the Chicago Cubs. How do you see Anderson's debut playing out against the Cubbies today in Seattle?
Well, typically we fellow Petersons are supposed to stick together. I'm sorry, David. I had to fade you on this one. We still love you as a Peterson, but I'm in on the Seattle Mariners here because you mentioned it with Anderson. He was so good when he was over at LSU during his college baseball career, for those that remember that. And then at the minor league level, a sub-120 ERA with 13 strikeouts per 9 innings. Typically, I love to fade guys in their first start at the big league level because of the nerves. I think that he's built for this. I think that he's going to be able to give a good performance at a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. I did take an 8 to the under. Now it's at 7.5. Feel a little bit more tepid about a 7.5. If you can get an 8, I do like the under, but I think Kane Anderson is going to be the real deal. I think that he's a future ace in this league. I like the Seattle Mariners to get the job done, and mentioned it, might be a little bit of value on them on the futures with their cushy schedule moving forward, like Seattle on the money line in this spot.
To see Kane Anderson in his Major League Baseball debut against the Cubs as the favorite, that should tell you a little bit of something about what this left-hander has, or at least is expected to deliver for the M's. Greg, we appreciate the time as always, and maybe David Peterson leaves you off the Christmas card list this upcoming winter, but that's all right. We appreciate the insight and plenty more still to come on Live Bet Saturday on the other side of the room.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is Saturday, August 22nd, 2026, live right here on Live Bet Saturday on VSiN. I mention the date because late August is a month of football. We are under 3 weeks away from the regular season debut in the National Football League. We are 7 days away from the start of 2026 in college football. Week zero Saturday is next Saturday. That's 19 straight Saturdays of college football that brings you all the way until January 9th, 2027. It's 2026 as we speak. I am Ben Stevens. We've got three games live currently in the National Football League of preseason action on this Saturday. A ton of preseason games on this Saturday. In fact, if I do my math correctly, there are 9 games on this Saturday, one already in the books, and we've got one coming our way tomorrow on Sunday as well. One game that is currently live as we speak. That is in Minneapolis between the Vikings and the Ravens. Only about 4.5 minutes remaining in this game. The flock leads by double digits, 13-3. We are seeing this start to play out during week two of the NFL preseason. It's a lot of backups. Now, you might not love NFL preseason football from the wagering or watching perspective, and I hear it. I do love preseason, and I think there are edges. If you know a little thing or two about roster construction, maybe your favorite college football stars now trying to cut it at the next level in the NFL, as we'll detail with some best bets in just a matter of moments. But these coaches really care because it's the operation of how they want their systems to go throughout the regular season. The guys calling plays today more than likely are going to be the guys calling plays come September and October and November and hopefully December into January for some of these teams we expect to contend for divisional wins, for divisional championships, for conference crowns, and of course, a Super Bowl trophy. So as we look at what is happening in Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy got the start today, 5 of 10, 81 yards. We've seen a lot of Max Brosber, the former Golden Gopher, and the veteran in Carson Wentz. For the Baltimore Ravens, it was Snoop Huntley getting the start for the flock. He has been there for a very long time. We know how he orchestrates the offense, very similar in play style to Lamar Jackson. And a rookie out of UConn in Joe Fignano, that continues to ball. He threw for more than 220 yards last week in his NFL preseason debut with Baltimore. Today, he is 15 of 20 for 123 yards and a touchdown toss. I bring this up for one reason. We are not going to see Joe Fignano as the starting quarterback for the Ravens this year. If that is the case, things have gone horribly wrong and awry in the Charm City. I bring it up because there's a new offensive coordinator in Baltimore. His name is Declan Doyle. He kind of cut his teeth in the NFL, first in Detroit under Ben Johnson, and then was the OC of the Bears last year under Johnson. Ben Johnson calls his own play. He sets the plan. He's got his play sheet, all of that stuff. But Declan Doyle has learned and now gets the big opportunity in the first year of new head coach Jesse Minter's reign in Baltimore. And there's been a lot of conversation about a certain former two-time NFL MVP, Lamar Jackson, taking a step back, where he ranks among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Some have him outside of the top five. Some now have him after what was not a great season in 2025, dealt with some injuries as well, outside of the top 10. And when you look at the MVP odds, it tells a very different story, because Lamar Jackson, who has already won 2 NFL MVP trophies in his career, has the second best price to win the NFL MVP award in 2026 at 8-1. And some might argue that back in 2024, he should have won his second consecutive MVP hardware. Josh Allen got the trophy. Lamar Jackson was the first team All-Pro quarterback around the NFL. One of the reasons that some in Baltimore have been a little bit cautious around Lamar Jackson's evaluation was last year he was not running the football often. For his career, Lamar Jackson has been on design run plays around 15% of his snaps. They are actively trying to get him involved. He has been less of an able runner the last few years, either not calling his own number, his number not being called by the offensive coordinator in Todd Monken in Baltimore, or just because of injury, trying to preserve his physical status. I think Declan Doyle gets back to that a little bit this year. And there's been so much conversation, of course, before Lamar Jackson even entered the NFL about his play style. Is he truly capable of playing quarterback at this level? I think he's proved to the tune of two MVP trophies that he certainly, certainly is. And he's a great thrower of the football. He is incredibly accurate, does not often put the ball in harm's way. But to be the best quarterback, to chase down a third MVP award, he is going to have to show the legs. And we are seeing some great offense being run in the preseason by Joe Fignano in Declan Doyle's system. All to say, I am optimistic about the offensive returns this year for the flock led by Lamar Jackson. So keep an eye on that 8-1 price to win the NFL MVP award. And if you have written off Lamar Jackson or think he has taken a step back later into his career, I think it's a resurgent season for Baltimore offensively in what is going to be a difficult AFC North. I see two playoff teams in the AFC North this year. I think the Bengals are going to win the AFC. They play later today against the Chicago Bears. We will hear from Joe Burrow ahead of that game. And I think Lamar Jackson and the flock, after a sub-500 season last year, back to about 10, 11, or 12 wins in reaching the postseason. And a plus 800 price on Lamar Jackson to win NFL MVP. As we end out our opening hour here on Live Bet Saturday, we've got two more games live in the National Football League right now. Buffalo leads 17-7 in Cleveland against the Browns. Deshaun Watson is in. Of course, it was Shedeur Sanders who got the start, threw a touchdown pass, threw an interception late in the half. 17-7, 8.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Just want to direct your attention. The Browns right now at home are catching 7.5 points in that live spread. Deshaun Watson is out there trying to prove that he is the starting quarterback of this Browns franchise. I wouldn't mind taking a look at getting more than a touchdown for a team down 10, as Deshaun Watson, I believe, has them in Buffalo Bills territory midway through this third quarter. I've also got two bets for our two games that are about to begin at the top of the next hour, 4 p.m. Eastern time. First, let's start in L.A. with the Rams and the Saints. We will talk about Los Angeles using this second preseason game in their home preseason debut in SoFi to talk about where the Rams want to be at the end of the year in SoFi, playing in Super Bowl 61 in their own home stadium, trying to hoist a Lombardi trophy. The Rams, an ever so slight underdog against the New Orleans Saints. We are basically not going to see a single starter on either side following a joint practice on Thursday between these two in Woodland Hills, California. But we are going to see a spot for the Rams that might be their lone positional battle in this preseason. It is why the Rams have Super Bowl expectations, because the entire roster is loaded. All 11 offensive starters back for Sean McVay this year. And they added Myles Garrett and Trent McDuffie, among others, along a really good defense that they are hoping becomes elite. That one positional battle is, who is Stafford's backup quarterback? Is it Stetson Bennett? Or is it the 13th overall pick in Ty Simpson, who dazzled in his debut last week in Arrowhead? 21 of 25, 190 yards and 2 touchdowns. So because of that, we are going to play the over, thinking that we are going to see Bennett and Simpson battle for that number 2 spot along that depth chart for Los Angeles. And I believe the over 36.5 has gone all the way up to 38.5. That number I am seeing live on DK. So 38.5, a couple of minutes from kick in downtown Los Angeles inside SoFi, we are going to see some points. 38's a kind of key number in preseason football. You know what? Let's get to 40, right? Let's get 6 touchdowns between the two. Bet it with me, over 38.5. I got a number earlier today at over 36.5. The total for our second game that kicks at 4 p.m. Eastern in the NFL preseason is 36.5. It's in Miami between the Dolphins and the Giants. What a sports Saturday there in South Florida. Fins, fish, back-to-back, starting at the same time. In this spot, we are going to see starters. We're going to get some run out of Jackson Dart. And when it's not Jackson Dart, it's Jameis Winston. I trust in that from an offensive perspective. In the Dolphins, with Quinn Ewers dealing with some injury, I think we're going to see Malik Willis play a lot in this game. He is expected to start and get at least a few possessions. So let's focus only on the first half. First half total between the Dolphins and the Giants, over 19.5. Some scoring from the start in South Florida between Miami and New York. Again, it is a football time of year. Week 0 starts next Saturday. The college football campaign is getting going. and Rainbow Authentics and VSiN are taking the bets to the beach. Tim Murray and Matt Humans are heading to Hawaii for a special edition of VSiN Primetime this week, live from the islands on Wednesday, August 26th. Plus, a beach edition of the College Football Betting Podcast, breaking down all the Week Zero action that is literally 7 days from right now. Don't miss VSiN in Paradise, live from Hawaii, Wednesday, August 26th, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, only on VSiN. You've got two of the greatest college football handicappers that I know, and Tim and Matt, breaking things down off the mainland on the Hawaiian Islands. That's how you want to start a college football season. Hour two of Live Bet Saturday comes your way next.